This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Did you finish filling out your ballot yet? Election Day is tomorrow. Voters will decide on two statewide ballot questions, and there are also lots of local issues in cities and counties across Colorado. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Communities like Vail will vote on whether to tax short-term rentals to help pay for affordable housing. Pueblo is asking voters for tax increases to help with their overall budget shortfall. A few mountain counties want to increase taxes to pay for child care services. Then there are the two statewide questions. Both would increase funding for the Healthy School Meals for All program. Voters have until 7 p.m. on Tuesday to turn in ballots to a drop box or county clerk's office. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Open enrollment started this weekend for health insurance on the state's marketplace. And this year, many people will see a big jump in costs. That's because they'll have to pay for their health insurance plans without the specific tax subsidies that have led to a government shutdown. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The state's marketplace, Connect for Health Colorado, says customers who currently receive financial assistance will see average net premium increases of 100%. Some rural areas can expect increases of over 200%. The marketplace is introducing a new online tool for customers to compare plans and rates. Open enrollment runs until January 15th. December 15th is the last day to enroll for coverage to begin next year. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
In Denver, nearly 40% of office space in the Central Business District is still empty. That's according to real estate services company CBRE. It says demand for office space is rebounding in some major cities like New York and San Francisco, but not yet in Denver, where older buildings are especially difficult to fill. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.